coming up. Why do they keep on showing all this Da Vinci Code trailers? Is that necessary? Aren't people aware of the movie?
Maybe they just want to remind people what actual date it comes out.
There's so much publicity around the thing, you can't escape it, you know?
It's good for a movie.
Every talk show in the world is doing some stupid Da Vinci Code commentary, you know, oh, people are upset about it because it's blah, 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 blah. Even though Hank says, hey, you know what? It's a work of fiction.
It's a movie.
It's not supposed to be, you know, true to the letter of the Bible.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Good morning, Stooks in the morning.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I heard you talking about the Da Vinci Code this morning, and I have something that you might be rather interested in.
Oh, really?
What's that?
Well, right now, I am in the process of sewing and completing an outfit in celebration of the Da Vinci Code.
And you're creating an outfit for it?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, tomorrow night, as Friday week, we are not available to do this because that is when the movie is released. We are having a sort of Da Vinci Code party on the night before the release of the Da Vinci Code.
Huh.
A party? Why would you have a party for it?
Well, we're very excited about the release of this movie. It should open people's minds to different ways that events may have happened in the past.
Well, they've admitted that it's fiction.
Yes, we are aware of what has been and hasn't been admitted. Have you seen 60 Minutes from this past weekend?
I saw a little bit of it. Was there something about the Da Vinci Code on there?
Well, there was a segment, I believe, with the black gentleman, Ed Bradley.
Yeah.
And he was interviewing different people about this secret society that is mentioned in the Da Vinci Code, that it does exist, and there is some speculation out there that, yes, the secret society that is keeping the word about Jesus being non-chaste, as in being married to Mary Magdalene, that they are keeping that a secret.
Okay. I guess that sounds somewhat familiar.
Well, either way, we find this very exciting, so we figure it is appropriate to have a party to celebrate.
Why?
Well, can I tell you the premise of my party?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Because I think it's just very important for me to tell you the premise.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because if I don't tell you the premise, then you won't understand why.
What's the premise?
Well, here's the premise. What you do with this Da Vinci Code party is me and five of my good chums have banded together.
Chums.
Sorry.
I don't understand what's funny.
Nothing. Go ahead.
Me and five of my chums have mapped out different bars in Aggieville. We will be going on a pub crawl.
What's that to do with the Da Vinci Code?
If you could just hold on to your britches.
Okay.
What we have, like, right now, I was telling you about my Da Vinci Code outfit. We are all constructing Da Vinci Code Jesus togas.
Oh, like Little Caesar guy togas?
Excuse me?
Little Caesar's Pizza, the guy, the mascot. Yours a toga.
No, these are Jesus togas. Are you familiar with what Jesus looks like?
Yeah. He wears a robe, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I guess that's a robe.
Well, this is a Jesus-style toga. Yes, it does cover both shoulders, unlike the traditional one-shoulder toga.
Oh, okay.
So what we'll do is, well, with the exception of one of my friends who has chosen to dress as Tom Hanks from Joe versus the Volcano.
Why?
He's a fan of that movie.
Oh, okay.
We will wear our Jesus togas and his Tom Hanks outfit, and we will go out to the bars, and we will see how many different women we can sleep with.
Now what?
Yes, because with opening of the minds and having Jesus now having a lover as Mary Magdalene, we find it appropriate to do this.
Doesn't seem very appropriate to me, but.
And the winner of the bet gets a very special prize.
Yeah. What's the prize?
Yeah.
Well, you see, the very special prize that is received is we will visit a strip club and get a crucifixion on stage.
What?
Whoa.